we're gonna go to. It's the weekend.
Not quite, but whatever.
Well, it'll be the weekend when they maybe listen to this. It'll be a Sunday.
Welcome back, Spencer.
And an extended weekend for those celebrating Martin Luther King Jr. Day.
Heyo.
Meaning teachers.
Yep.
Because I will be off.
Thank
as
you,
well.
Academic industry.
Thank you, Martin Luther King Jr.
Also, thank you to
him. Not just for the day off, but for everything he did.
It's a true kind American of a lot. Hero.
Yup.
Yeah.
Sup.
Sup.
Little idiot.
Little sup. Ugh. That was your wrist.
Yeah, it was.
That was gross.
It was a good crack.
Oh, sometimes you just need a good. Now the mic is.
You just need a good crack.
Calibrated to listen to your freaking cracks.
Yup. What have you watched since the...
I only seen like two movies in the theater. I can't remember like the little stuff I watch here and there on Netflix besides like Parks and Rec or something.
Yeah, I'm finally getting you to watch that show.
Yeah, but I did see 1917.
We both saw 1917.
Yes, which,
yep.
Which I'm sure you'll talk more in depth about.
It was
awesome.
I'll talk more in depth about it right now.
Okay.
It was awesome.
Yeah, it was freaking cool. I didn't know that they were going to shoot it the way that they did.
Mm-hmm. Which, if you haven't heard, is basically it's shot to look like it's all in one take.
Yeah.
It's one long continuous shot with like a small cut in the middle that's kind of obvious. And there's little cuts throughout the way that are less obvious. Unless you like know the film guru stuff.
To the untrained eye.
Like if it passes behind an object. Mm-hmm. That's like right up in front of camera. There's probably a cut in there.
Yeah.
Or if there's like a whip pan, there's probably a cut in there.
A whip pan. Bop. A cool whip pan.
Whip pan.
Yeah, go see it. I'm not going to spoil anything, but it's amazing.
Try to see it in the movie theater while it's in there because it's so immersive.
True. You do feel like you're on the road.
It's two
with
dudes
them.
On a mission, and you are the third person on the mission with them.
Mm-hmm.
Just the way it's established. More
Who is also invincible.
Yeah.
And can see everything. Well, whatever.
He can see in the dark.
Yeah.
And he can fly when he clicks his boots.
That's plausible, I guess. So, I saw 1917 with Spence.
Yep.
It was great.
I just saw on
I wasn't
Thursday.
Done.
Okay.
I saw Uncut Gems, Adam Sandler, like, drama movie.
Mm-hmm.
Personally, I was a little disappointed by it. But it was really well done in making you feel like stressed out and really, really antsy the whole time, just like Adam Sandler's character. Because he just is in one situation after another that's stressful and intense and high stakes. But my problem with it is that there wasn't ever really a save the cat moment for his character
mm-hmm.
where you like feel bad for the things that happened to him.
Mm-hmm.
So I didn't really connect with him. So I was kind of like, well, I could have told you that would happen type of thing while I was watching. But it was a good thriller type movie about the like black market diamond industry. I don't know.
The Uncut Gems.
Yes. I don't know. I'd see it on $5 Tuesday, but not a full price Saturday movie.
Can I talk about my movie now?
Yeah, I'm done.
So, the Oscar nominations just came out earlier this week. And something I try to do always is to see all the best pictures before the Oscars. I was unsuccessful last year because I still have to see like two or three movies off that list that I just haven't watched yet.
You had a year. I'm just kidding.
I know. But I took the opportunity to go and see Little Women on Thursday night. It's really, really good. I was surprised because I actually did not know the story going into it. It's a pretty famous, like, well-known story, I think, by, like, general literature people. But I just never knew it. It wasn't something I ever read or watched any of the other. Apparently there's a Winona Ryder version of the movie from, like, a long time ago.
Yeah, I don't know. It was good?
Yeah, it was really good.
Like all-star cast too.
I never say her name right, but Saoirse Ronan. She was most well known for like Lady Bird. Probably a few. I don't know if she's been in some Wes Anderson movies, but Emma Watson's in it.
Yes.
Laura Dern's in it. Meryl Streep is in it. fucking Bob Odenkirk shows up in it.
Are you serious?
Like Saul Goodman.
Why? Yeah.
He just pops in. I was like, that's the dad? That's awesome.
Of course.
Random yeah, it was really well done. One of the best picture noms. I still have to see Ford v. Ferrari.
Just the picture noms?
Yeah.
What are their picture noms, nami?
Nominations. I still got to see Parasite, a Korean movie. And I need to see...
Is it really called Korean movie?
No, it's called Parasite, a Korean movie. Because not many people have heard of it.
I thought you were saying a, like,
definitely,
Korean movie.
Sort of. I also have to see Jojo Rabbit. Which is the Taika Waititi Nazi movie.
Yes.
Some of those are playing at AMC's and will be playing at Marcus Theaters because of their special awards season doodads. Fun fact. But that's not what we're here today to do.
What are we here today to do?
We're here today to do another Dreamcast. Being the 15th episode now of the Dreamcast... We've got another multiplier round for this one. As Jake helps introduce that idea with Yu-Gi-Oh! Point, life point counters. Come up here. You're so far away now.
My tummy hurts.
That's not my fault. Come, you pick a movie. I'll pick the multiplier rounds. And we'll see what we get. What we got to work with.
Hand is in. It is stirring the papers about.
ASMR paper choosing.
Yeah. I have chosen.
ASMR.
I have chosen the tribute.
Are you going to read the movie first?
What?
What? You look puzzled.
Is this not a movie?
What is it?
It says best sports movie.
Ah, okay.
I don't understand.
The idea I had coming up with this. There's a series of movies, slips, that I put into the hat with, like, the best blank movie.
Huh.
Think of, like, the quintessential sports movies.
All right, like, Remember the Titans.
Remember the Titans, Rudy, Space Jam, yeah. All the legends.
Okay.
And, like, who would you ideally want to have in the greatest sports movie of all time?
Ah.
And we're going to help narrow down that field.
With a multiplier.
With a multiplier. I get to which choose actually, that too. No, I'm going to pick it. Well. You get to hold the hat.
Oh, great.
Shake it however. It's actually my hat, my personal hat. Cause
oh, it's all sweaty and gross.
It hasn't been used in some time. Probably like a month. All right, I have chosen the multiplier.
So a sports movie with this.
A sports movie, our ideal, like, greatest sports movie of all time with, like, our actors.
Dude, good thing we play sports.
That will be derived. This is actually pretty cool. Think of the greatest sports movie of all time as directed by Quentin Tarantino.
Oh.
So we derive from his cast cast, like, our ideal sports team.
All right. Well, we got to pick a sport first, right?
We do.
Does a sport have to be, like, a conventional sport?
What's the best sport of all time?
Dodgeball?
A fucking Quentin Tarantino dodgeball movie? Yeah, I want
that. Yes. What other sports do you play?
Cribbage?
Cribbage? Quentin Tarantino cribbage.
Quentin Tarantino shuffleboard.
Quentin Tarantino chess.
All right, so we need Quentin Tarantino. Ideally, I would think it's just going to be two teams, really.
Yeah.
Two teams and then two captains.
Yep.
Kind of like the movie Dodgeball.
Almost, but like, not quite.
Maybe we shouldn't. I don't think we can even use any of those actors because I don't think any of them have appeared in any Quentin movies.
No.
Has Vince Vaughn been in a Tarantino movie?
If he has, it's nothing
I remember. This is also kind of a nice nod to Tarantino because Once Upon a Time in Hollywood is one of the Best Picture nominees. So, mm-hmm. Yeah. I'm thinking five people per team, and then we have the captain.
Yes.
Who is kind of like your Patches O'Houlihan type.
Okay. So captain slash coach.
Yeah, that's what I meant. Maybe we have a captain and then a coach and then five others. So six on a team?
Six on a team.
Because, like, we're going to have a pretty good fucking roster of people to work with from a Quentin Tarantino's film base. So, yeah, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. The coach. So we've got two rival teams.
We also need team names.
Yes, absolutely. I already have some ideas for team names.
Say, oh, no, okay.
And then we'll say team that and team that. I'm going to let you get started on picking. This will be just like a like high school where you pick, you get a bunch of actors in a lineup and pick who you want for your team.
Leave the loser for last. Should we assign the team names first so that we can put these actors where?
I have a really good idea for this. You're going to be picking for one team.
Yes.
I'm going to be picking for the other team.
Great.
So let's each pick our team names. I already have a pretty good idea of what I want for my team name. Oh, even before we pick our team names, we have to start this with an official coin flip. We can't.
All right.
We got to make it fair. We got to make it fair.
Been consulted.
I thought you were going to say conceived. We birthed the Thor coin.
Ouch.
The Thor coin is here to make all primary decisions in our household. Jake is the Thor side. Spencer is the Hulk side.
Hulk smash.
Here we go. It is a Thor.
Ew.
Are you choosing to start or pass to me first? Are you receiving or
I'm
giving?
I will be receiving this round. And I think our team name, I'm kind of torn, so I might need your help with this.
You want me to pick your name for you?
Well,
that's not the point.
Alright. Well, I mean, Dirty Dodgers was an easy one, but I thought dodge, duck, dip, dive, and dodge.
So you're channeling more of the dodgeball aspect of this?
Of dodgeball, yes.
Okay. What do you want? What am I writing? Team 5Ds?
Yep, Team 5Ds.
Okay. If you cast...
Quintuple Ds. That's our name.
Oh my god.
Quentin Tarantino's Dodgeball Ds. Quintuple Ds.
I'm just going to write Quintuple Ds.
Write Quintuple Ds Nuts.
Do you want Quintuple Ds Nuts?
Yes.
Like Ds, like apostrophe Ds?
Yep, because there's 5 Ds in Dodgeball.
Yep. Quintuple Ds Nuts.
Check out those play on words.
That's a lot of depth. I'm just going to call mine the Red Apples.
Okay.
For the Red Apple cigarettes that are in every Tarantino movie.
Okay. That's okay.
It's lot more lame, but we're going to pack a fucking punch.
That's
dude.
More artsy. All right.
Team Red Apples.
All right. Team Quintuple Ds Nuts.
All right. Team Quintuple Ds Nuts. I can already tell who's going to be the fan favorite just based on name. This might already be over, but who's your captain for your team?
Oh, Captain Sam Jackson. Sorry, I'm taking him. All right. I'm taking him.
I kind of figured that would be a thing.
Yep.
Is he like channeling any sort of his
Pulp Fiction character.
Okay.
For sure.
So oh shit, I'm blanking on his Pulp Fiction character. It starts with a W, I think.
Everyone knows who that guy is.
I'm just going to write Pulp in parentheses cuz you're like channeling his energy from that. Are you going to de-age him for this movie?
Nope.
He's just going to be old man Samuel L. Jackson.
Old man Sam Jackson.
Channeling his Winfield? I don't know.
I don't know, man. Who's your next
pick? I'm taking Brad Pitt for my captain.
Ah, yeah.
Specifically the Inglourious Bastards, Brad Pitt.
That's a good pick. okay.
Yeah. He's an absolute leader in killing Nazis. And I want him for my fucking captain to spearhead the rest of these.
All right. Well, I'm taking Jamie Foxx from Django Unchained.
Oh, okay.
He's gonna wreck you.
He's gonna be your fucking assassin.
Yep. He's got the heater.
Yeah, you should just describe his role, because we have the captains now. Describe what you would have Jamie Foxx do.
Yeah, he's like, he's got the heater. He's got the curveball. He's got the best aim. He's the sniper.
Jamie Foxx as the sniper. All right. Just so you don't steal her on me, I'm taking Uma Thurman.
Fine. You can have her.
Yep. Obviously most famous for Kill Bill Parts 1 and 2.
Yeah.
The Black Mamba. She's going to fucking like run up and strike. She's my striker.
All right.
She runs up to the line, like fucking delivers everything she's got, and then like sneaks back around.
All
and,
right.
Like, kind of just strikes whenever needed.
All right. I'll give you that one.
You're next.
I'm going to take Benicio del Toro. Benicio del Toro.
Benicio del Toro.
Benicio del Toro. Benicio del Toro.
Benicio del Toro.
Benicio del Toro. That guy. Cool. He's my tank.
He's your tank?
He's my tank. When he hits you with the dodgeball, you fall not only on your butt, but you hit the back wall as well.
Not sure if I'm spelling Benicio right.
Benicio.
Is he, what movie is he channeling?
Sin City. One, I think. Sin City.
Oh, that was a Tarantino movie?
Yeah.
Shit, I forgot about that.
Because it was so lit.
Grand House. Oh, yeah, Sin City.
Remember it was all, like, black and white?
Yes. Yeah, I remember. Cool. I'm taking Bruce Willis next.
Dang!
He'll be my tank.
I was
for
just
sure.
gonna say he's gotta be your tank.
Bruce Willis probably mostly from Pulp Fiction as well. Although he was in one other, he was in Sin City. But yeah, Bruce is for obvious reasons gonna be my tank for sure.
Yeah. That's a pretty good one,
yep.
I'd say. Well, I mean, since you took Bruce, I'm going to take Travolta, Holmes.
Ooh.
Travolta nice. From Pulp Fiction.
Yeah. Vincent.
Yeah, Vincent. Yeah, and he's going to be my, he's got like the snake eyes. He looks like he's not going to be good at dodgeball, but he hits you in the face every time.
The snake eyes?
Yeah.
Snake eyes.
He's like the unexpected hero
of like that's kind of all of them, isn't it?
Yeah, I guess. Average Joes.
Okay. I'm kind of checking out right now the cast for Reservoir Dogs, because I've actually never seen Reservoir Dogs, but Yep, I know who's going to go there. Well, I had an original plan, and that was to have Christoph Waltz as my coach.
Nice.
But I have a different coach idea, so I think I'm going to put him in my my team. He's also going to be, like, he's going to be my sniper for sure.
All right.
Because his performance, both in Django and Inglourious Basterds, is very much of like a sneaky, hidden character who is very calculating,
mm-hmm.
knows when to strike, especially more Inglourious Basterds is kind of what I'm leaning. And when he hits, he fucking nails you.
Boom! Knocks you out.
And he doesn't necessarily, like, pull the trigger every time. Like, in the beginning of Inglourious Basterds,
yeah.
when he's, like, aiming down the one girl, and then he pulls it back and is like, Auf Wiedersehen, Fräulein, or whatever he says.
Something like that.
Yeah, it's something like that.
Well, alright, you ready for this one?
Yeah.
The dominatrix of the Team Quintuple D's Nuts. Lucy Liu.
Ooh.
I'm taking her from Kill Bill.
Shit, that's a good choice.
Yep.
She's also, you needed a lady for your team.
Yeah. She's my well-rounded, extremely hard to hit.
What did you call her for your team?
Well-rounded, extremely hard to hit.
Thank you, Pipes.
My dancing dodger.
Dancing dodger.
Yep. And she can throw in like all the cool freaking martial arts flips ways that you never see coming. She's my dancing dodger.
I know who I need on my team. For sure. And I just thought of him. I just need to pull up Pulp Fiction, because that's definitely where he's going to be pulled from. I am, for kind of like my secret weapon, basically my nuke.
My nuke.
Ving Rhames.
Who's that? Who's
Marcellus Wallace.
I can't. This dude. Dude
at the end that's like, yeah, I'm pretty fucking far from okay.
Right, after right.
After he gets released. He's pretty much my A-bomb.
Yeah, that's a pretty good one.
I'm just going to call him the nuke.
The nuke.
I also needed a little bit of diversity with my team. All right. And I was like, ooh, that guy, he can probably throw a fucking a dodgeball.
Yep. All right, are you ready for this?
Yeah.
All the way from Four Rooms, Antonio Banderas.
Ooh.
And he is the Spaniard.
Now, this is rounding out your team. This is your last. Yep. This is your last pick for your team.
Yep. For my coach.
You said
the Spaniard.
The Spaniard.
Everyone needs a Spaniard.
All right. let's see. I think I'm kind of amazed like nobody's picked him yet. So I think I'm going to pick him up because he kind of needs to be in here. I'm taking Leo DiCaprio.
Fine.
Was he going to be your coach?
Nope.
Oh. Leo is going to be the unsung hero.
The underdog?
Yep. Yep. That's the good title. The underdog. And I've got him teamed with my captain, Brad Pitt.
Yeah. From Once Upon a Time in Hollywood.
Yeah, just off of Hollywood. So, yeah. I was super close to picking Margot Robbie as, like, the distraction.
Ah, yeah.
Who could also still, like, wheel around, you know, a dodgeball. Or picking the lady from Inglourious Basterds. Diane Kruger, I almost picked too for that, because she's... You know what? Fuck it. I'm gonna swap out Leo.
No!
For Diane Kruger.
Oh, okay.
Because she's the one who really had the plan in... she's gonna be the brains.
The brains? All right.
The brains on the battlefield.
Gross.
Not in a bad way where she gets hit with the dodgeball and dies. But yeah, she's the one who can put up the front of I'm just the innocent like girl on the team. Mm-hmm. And then just like does a spin move and fucking like chucks a dodgeball in Benicio's face.
Piss him off.
Yep.
All right.
And laugh while the whole place burns down.
All right.
Who's your coach?
Well, I changed my mind. It was going to be Clooney, but I have a better one.
Yeah.
One that you probably won't pick because it's a secondary character. I'm going to pick Jun Kinumura, who is Boss Tanaka from Kill Bill.
Nice.
This guy.
Ooh, good choice.
Yeah, the final boss.
Jun, how do you spell his last name?
Kunimura. Just how it sounds. Yep. Wow, nice work.
Japanese names are pretty easy to...
Yeah, they're pretty syllables. Phonetic. Yeah.
My coach... You're going to shit yourself at this.
Is it Tarantino himself?
Has starred in many of his own movies.
Oh, I knew it. I knew you were
going to... Quentin Tarantino himself.
Fighting the quintuple D's nut. Coach.
Who else would there be?
Yes.
For a coach team.
And you never see his face, just his feet.
Yeah. I almost was going to go with something feet themed for the team name. Team Footsies.
Yes. All right. What is this? Right. What does this movie lineup look like?
This movie lineup. We are going head-to-head dodgeball world championships as portrayed by Quentin Tarantino so that you know there's going to be fucking blood squibs all over this place.
They're not just throwing dodgeballs. They're throwing axes and knives and stuff.
Team Red Apples versus Team Quintuple D's Nuts.
Woo!
The two captains having a rivalry going as far back as probably the 90s.
Yep.
Captain Brad Pitt versus Captain Samuel L. Jackson.
Captain.
I'm going to try to read these across as, like, kind of the general roles.
All right.
Is the Snake Eyes kind of like your striker, sort of?
Sure.
Okay. The strikers for the teams, for Team Red Apples, Uma Thurman pit up against John Travolta on Team Quintuple D's Nuts.
You can just do D's Nuts for short.
Okay, D's Nuts. Team D's Nuts. Backed up by their tanks, Bruce Willis going head-to-head against Benicio Del Toro as the team tanks.
Dude, did you see him in Wolfman? He will tear him up.
Have you seen Bruce Willis in anything?
Yeah.
Including Die Hard?
That's... Yeah. Yeah, you got
the snipers backing up the fields. Christoph Waltz versus Jamie Foxx, a little Django Unchained head-to-head rivalry action going on there. As far as some specialty positions, Team Red Apples brings out Diane Kruger, who is the brains of the battlefield.
The brains with a Z.
Of the battlefield, not on the battlefield. That's what she's going to spill.
Oh.
And the secretive nuke on the team, Ving Rhames, who is also Marcellus Wallace from Pulp Fiction.
Fucking huge.
While Team D's Nuts brings out the Spaniard, Antonio Banderas, alongside the Dancing Dodger, as played by Lucy Liu.
Dude, she'll mess you up.
And then
she'll be kicking balls in your face.
An even longer rivalry pit against both coaches of the teams. Coach Quentin Tarantino against Coach Jun Kunimura.
Bostonak.
Bostonaka. I'm really happy with
this. Dude, this is legit.
This was such a joyful...
This is so cool.
This was such a joyful dream cast to...
Agreed.
Cast to dream.
Tarantino
dream
should
to
make
cast.
This because it's legit.
This should be his 10th movie that he's supposedly retiring on.
Do you know how many people would go see this?
Yeah, right?
This would be incredible. And he's already got the ties to everybody. Mm-hmm.
It puts in his flavor of comedy because it's a dodgeball, so it's like right. Not taken so seriously.
Right.
But like, it's got all the stars, it's gonna have all of the you know, the big fucking moneymaker potential. What a way to cap off his career with
right.
Just a fun project.
Dude, I
and
don't
he
know
could
why
still make it cinematic and show all the feet running around on the battlefield.
All the feet. It's just feet on the dodgeball.
All we see is the feet, and you have to guess who it is.
Oh, some people probably... Ugh.
Some people would have a field day with that. Wiggle your big toe. All right. Well, that was a very happy, painless... Probably our best multiplier round that we've had to do.
Yeah.
Of course, we're a little open-ended with, like, the best whatever movie, but there are more of those.
Yeah.
There's, from what I can think of, best sci-fi movie, best gladiator movie, best comedy.
Ooh.
I think I put rom-com in there. Like, all the big
I know a couple pillar, good rom-coms,
some big pillar
genres.
And there's more directors as well. Obviously, we had Mel Brooks the one time.
That was tough.
So we've had director before, but yeah, that was a good one.
Thanks,
for sure.
Tarantino, for having all-star casts that are fun to work with.
Yep. That was awesome. Until next time.
Dodge, duck, dip, dive, and
D's nuts.